That was The View, and they are playing Simon's Friday night. That's in Allen Park. And what we heard was a song called Lies. Let me try to get this Square Boys up again and see if we can play it. We got about 2 minutes before we go live with Live Drive. Right, we're going to bring them down while we remind you that that is the Square Boys in the background, and they are playing the Caju Cafe on Saturday night. Caju Cafe, the only feather bowling bar in the country, I believe. Again, that is the Square Boys. A couple other shows happening around town that I didn't get a chance to play the music for. The Strange are playing Northern Lights Saturday night. The Singles have a CD release and a video party going on in Rochester at the Factory Friday night. And Tone and Niche are going to be playing a couple of shows. Tonight they're playing with Chetta Clawson up in the Blind Pig. And Saturday the Morning Voices are going to be playing the Belmont. Tune in next week for the Motor Calendar where you'll find out what's going on around town. But right now we are going to go live in the studio with the Live Drive. Which one of these? All right, here we are with Blue Flowers.
And, are you there, guys? Hello, hello. Hello, are you out there? Hello? Alan,
Hello, hello.
Ah, there he is.
Check.
We're here.
We're there.
Okay, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, I can barely hear you, Alan.
Turn up your headphones. No, I guess you can't.
No. Are you there? You are there.
We're here.
Oh, now we're ready to go. Okay.
Yep.
We and And today we have the Blue Flowers here in the WHFR studios on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Fellas and girls, what are you going to play today?
This first one is our title track off our new album, Watercolor Ghost Town.
All right. And that's the Blue Flowers here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios. Oh, in fact, would one of you guys like to introduce the band?
Knock yourself out, Tony.
Okay, we got Kate on vocals, David on acoustic guitar, Marvin on the drums, Erica on bass, and me, Tony, on guitar.
And you are the Blue Flowers.
Yes, we are.
Now, in fact, you used to have another name for the band.
Yeah, we were called Ether Aura up until January 1st of 2009. We changed the name because we just wanted a new start. The sound was evolving, and 3/5 of the band is relatively new. So,
well, that's a real good reason to change the name.
Yep.
Hey. Now, as far as your name, people have been asking us. You were described as Americana melodramatic.
Well, actually, that's our MySpace designation. It's right. Indie, Americana, melodramatic, popular song is the full.
Well, I will mention that I posted it here for people to read and announce, and several people got calls asking what the heck this is. So we got listeners who were curious. Hopefully they've tuned in or remember to listen to the podcast later, because it created an interest.
That's cool. Good, yeah.
I just thought it, out of all the generic names MySpace has for genres, that one kind of fit, so.
Well, you've got to get the one that fits. In fact, here on our show, we like to fit the music in as much as we can. So what would you like to do next for us?
The next song is called The Wait.
Thank you.
All right, yes. Oh. And, in fact, the name of that song was?
The Wait.
Ah. Now tell me, the biggest thing is, you know, you always want to have people come out and see your live shows, because the live music is really where it's at. What have you got coming up?
February 21st actually would be our next show. That's our official CD release party for this disc, Watercolor Ghost Town. It's at the Belmont in Hamtramck. And we're playing with Jenny Nags and the Sure Shots, one of my favorite local acts, and the Volbeats, who are obviously awesome and been around a long time.
Okay, and what are the dates you got coming up?
Go ahead, you know these better than me.
You know them? if you don't know them, I can, yeah.
Oh, no, Tony knows them.
You know them all?
Yeah. Okay, after the February 21st CD release, we have March 6th, the Hamtramck Blowout at the Painted Lady. Then we have March 13th, we're playing at the Majestic Cafe. They're starting a live concert series there, 11 p.m. It's a free show.
Yeah.
And then March 21st, we're playing at the Out Bar in Ann Arbor.
Okay, so you've got you're getting kind of busy now, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Supporting the CD.
Okay, so really the CD, you've just got it out.
It's not out yet.
It's not out. People can't even buy this.
Not yet.
Whoa.
We're taking pre-orders.
Oh, yeah.
We got it in our hands.
Yes. You guys are special. We actually don't even have it in hand yet.
You don't?
So, no.
Well, in fact, would you like to try something off that?
Off the disc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to hold off on that since it's so special and brand new.
No, we want people to hear it so they can know that they want to buy it.
All right.
and tell you what would you like to have off that? A Reason?
Yes, track
yeah,
two.
Perfect.
Why, that would be a reason for people to buy this?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. This is a good example of how our sound evolved.
Okay. So let's give it a try. Here's the Blue Flowers and their new, it's the second song off their new CD. It's called The Reason.
Just breathing inside.
And that's the Blue Flowers off their brand new CD. And the name of that CD is...
Watercolor Ghost Town.
Whoa. It's not available yet, but you're taking pre-orders?
Yeah.
And where are you taking those pre-orders at?
Mostly from MySpace. There's instructions on our MySpace page.
Which is?
Which is www.myspace.com, The Blue Flowers Detroit, all one word.
Are there Blue Flowers other places across the country?
There appears to be one other, The Blue Flowers, somewhere.
Okay, well, yeah.
They haven't updated their MySpace.
Yeah, but they haven't updated their page in a long time, so we couldn't but we couldn't use the name as our MySpace page, so
in fact,
at the Detroit.
I think it's just some girl in her bedroom calling herself The Blue Flowers.
Right.
Well, why did you change your name to The Blue Flowers?
Well, the name Ethora to us had a connotation that wasn't representative of the band anymore. It's all new song. I mean, we still play a few songs from the Ether Aura records that fit more or less this sound, but
Ether Aura started out as classified as shoegaze, and it was kind of rockin', and we had a lot of fuzz, and it was very affected, and I had just started songwriting with Tony, and it just, the more folky Americana type songs came easier to me, so it kind of was easier to just transition into that. And then so our second album had a little more of a sprinkling of it, and then our EP came out and it was just straight up, and so we just decided to switch styles altogether and change over and have a new name to represent the new sound and kind of let Ether Aura, you know, be what it was before, so people weren't expecting something different when they got our albums and it wasn't what they used to hear all the time from us.
My, that old name has faded away into the ether.
Yes.
Actually, it's nice, though, that your voice still stands out. Because that was one of the things about that band that was so hauntingly, you know, effective. And
thank
comes
you.
Through in this CD and in live, too. So,
I'm much louder nowadays. I used to be a little more in the mix before, but now I get to be heard a bit more, so that's cool.
Well, you have a pleasant voice, so it's nice to be heard.
Thank you.
Okay, do you have something else for us?
Yeah, we're going to play I Wasn't Her off of Watercolor Ghost Town.
Thank you.
right. Yes.
All right.
The Blue Flower is here on WHFR. In fact, if you've missed any of this show, you can always check it out on the podcast. Just go to our website, www.whfr.fm. When you get to that page, look for the Live Drive at 5 button. Hit that, and this podcast will be available right at 6 o'clock as soon as they're done.
I want to say that I'm glad to see that you revived that one, because I know that was an Ether Aura song, and I'm glad to see you have it on this CD, too, because it's one I've been playing a lot, and I really do like.
That's cool. We recorded everything again, except the vocals are the only original track, so the guitar is new, the drums are new, the bass is new, acoustic guitar is new, so it's pretty much a whole new song for the new record.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Thanks.
All right, where are we going from here?
In fact, talking about recording your record, in fact, where did you record this?
It's kind of a piecemeal that three drum tracks were recorded where I work at the Temper Mill in Ferndale. The rest of the drums were recorded at a friend of ours has a project studio. And then the rest was recorded in my bedroom or my little music room on Pro Tools. So, yeah.
Whoa. Well, it sounds great.
Thanks.
And in fact, oh.
Are we going to play something from the CD?
Yeah, you want to try another song from that CD? Your brand new CD?
Yeah, we'll play one of the token pop song off the record. It's called Just for Show.
Okay, well, let me put that up just for show. Ah, okay.
And again, I want to remind people that they have their CD release party happening at the Belmont on the 21st, and they'll be part of the blowout at the Painted Lady. That's a good venue for that particular event. And you've got a couple more coming up in March, so mm-hmm. You got it queued up?
It's all set.
All right.
Okay. Here's just something off the brand new Either Or, not brand new Blue Flowers. Oh, now you sound so much different than the Ether. But the Blue Flowers, Watercolor Ghost Town, yeah. And the name of the song again is?
Just for Show.
Just for Show.
For Show.
Cause there's no
right.
That was off Watercolor Ghost Town, Just for Show, the Blue Flowers brand new CD, which is going to be debuted at their CD release party at the Belmont on February 21st. Now, normally we don't...
Wait a minute. I believe it's debuted right here on WHFR.
That's
live
true.
That's
Bob.
Exactly right. You are the first people to actually hear multiple tracks.
I do want to mention that we try not to play recorded music because it sounds so much sharper and clearer than what we have in our studio. But we have you in our studio right now, so we want to keep hearing you live.
Okay.
And so you got something else for us?
Yep.
This is Can't Stop My Heart From Breaking.
Oh, no.
I know. It's tragic. I know.
Well, it's that melodramatic part.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Thank you.
right.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. In fact, your voice is just so Americana. In fact, really, I can't imagine you. I can because you, from your last band, but it sounds so much like you were meant to be there.
Yeah, it's on the last records it was definitely a lot more airy, floaty, you know. So yeah, this is a little more out there.
Well, good.
I'm a bit more exposed.
Yeah, in fact, I'd like to ask about your songs. Now, you've written all the songs on this on your new CD, haven't you?
Yeah.
We Tony and I write them together. Actually, on this album, he wrote some of the lyrics, and I wrote most of the lyrics, but he wrote a couple of them. And we actually worked a lot more collaboratively on some of the songs, like even on the melody and everything. But generally, I'm responsible for the lyrics and the vocal melody, and he writes all the music.
Okay, and the rest of the band, you've got Tony on guitar,
yep,
and Kate on vocals, along with...
And Tam.
Oh, I can't forget that tambourine.
I need that credit. I need it.
Okay, well, no. With your vocals, that's all you need.
Okay.
But the tambourine is a very important instrument, often overlooked.
I agree.
But those other instruments, incidental instruments you have in the band, like acoustic guitar, yeah. I'm from David.
Hello.
And we can't forget Erica over on bass.
Hello.
And the marvelous Marvin on drums there. And in fact, that's a pretty snazzy pair, set of drums you have there.
You like that?
And I will mention that a lot of times we're sweating at about 10 after 4 and nobody from the band showed up, and Marvelous Marvin was
early
here.
As usual.
Bright and early, so
yeah.
It's been a pleasure having him here in the
usual.
Studio.
This early as usual, sure.
Well, I don't know if that's an inside joke, but... So you're going to be playing the Majestic Cafe. That's a free venue. It's a Friday night in March.
Right. They're starting a live concert series there. I think we're one of the first bands, along with Jenny Nags. She's doing a residency there. But, yeah, it's a free show. We play at 11 p.m. for about 40 minutes, and it should be fun.
That should be. That's
yeah.
a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah.
Great place.
And we'll see what it sounds like there. The important thing is always the sound.
Yeah, well, I think the vocals are just going to be mic'd, so, but that's fine.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll have to stop down and find out.
You should.
Yeah. Well, in fact, just to keep this music rolling along, what might it be next?
Well, go ahead.
It's called The Other End. This is actually an Ether Aura tune off our last record, Before We Could Sing, but it kind of fits more or less what we're doing now. So
we'll probably keep doing it live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now, one thing I've got to ask Tony, that twangy guitar you've got, it's got so much twang, and you've got such a little tiny amp that's putting out so much sound.
It's a Fender Jaguar and an orange 30-watt 10-inch speaker.
Well, because it sounded so loud. In fact, you're one of the few guys that are engineers to tell them to turn down so much.
Which is shocking.
Yeah.
It's such a little thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had these big, we've had these giant amps come in, and they can turn them down, but you, yeah.
Let's admit something here, that it's just easier to carry.
Okay. Okay. Exactly.
Right. You're not doing it just for show.
No.
Huh? And it sounds awful nice. That twang you've got is, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, is quite fitting for the vocals.
Really, it's a nice compliment to Kate's vocals, so.
Awesome.
Okay. Oh, and we also want to remind people they can always contact the Blue Flowers right at their MySpace site, which is The Blue Flowers Detroit.
Right, and we have a Facebook page too, but they don't give you specific URLs for that, so you just got to go to Facebook and search for The Blue Flowers.
Okay, but it's just The Blue Flowers, not,
yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's one word, Blue Flowers.
Yeah, Blue Flowers is one word, yes.
Okay. Do you want to try something off that brand new CD you've got?
Yes, let's do track 10.
Number 10? You want number 10.
It's called The Strangled Song.
We'll have to hear the story behind this one later.
Yeah, I've heard some bands strangle songs, but I can't imagine. Yeah, unless you let one of the guys sing.
Well, actually, that's just the working title that we kept as the actual title, so that's all the story is behind that.
Okay. Now you guys don't sing it. Yeah. Yeah. Kate actually sings this?
Yep.
Because I can't imagine you strangling any song.
It's pretty different. It's pretty different from the rest of the tracks on the album. So.
Well, we'll have to find out. So here is The Strangled Song.
I saw a hole in your wall. I knew the rest would
Anna. You strangled that song ever so gently.
Very nice.
Now, why did you, like you said, it was a working title that you kept, but where did a title like that come from?
That was the title he gave it before I even wrote any melody or lyrics or anything to it. It's just how it was what he named it. He always gives them funny names.
I like the name of your CD, Watercolor Ghost Town. It's visual and soft and yet interesting and intriguing. I think it's a nice package. I like the sound and I like what I hear in the studio. So I think Excellent. Roger's queuing up another one here for us.
In fact, mentioning the package, we've got one here. Now, it's still a burned CD. You don't have all the CDs in yet.
No, that's actually a printout from my home computer. That's not even the actual, like the artwork's not even real. It's like a printout from,
We totally faked it just for you.
You faked it just for us? Well, Kate, I've got to admit, you're noted for vocals, but there's no tambourine mentioned on here.
He wouldn't let me have it on there.
He wouldn't.
Because I only play it live, so.
Yeah, I play it all on the CD.
He plays it on the CD. I know, the secret's out.
I didn't credit myself, so.
That's true. Yeah.
You see how important the tambourine really is.
That's right, when they fight over it.
Okay, and you want to do another song off this brand new CD that's not even out yet? Debuted first right here on WHFR Live Drive at 5?
Yep.
Would you like to do?
Live or CD?
On your CD.
We're queued up.
Oh, okay.
I think we did
number seven, I believe, which is called Float.
That just Float, not The Float.
No.
Just Float.
It's not like a ride in a parade.
Or not A Float.
That's another one. That was just the original title and we kept it. That's another one.
Okay, well, let's give it a try. Here's Blue Flowers, Float.
Thank you.
All right, that's the brand new CD from the Blue Flowers, debuted right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
I want to mention before we get into chatting again that we got a phone call from Crystal who said you guys sound great. Want to do a shout out to Dave.
Hey, Crystal.
And she said she's been listening and it sounds really good over the air. So
awesome.
She's excited about the new CD coming out.
That's very sweet.
She wanted to congratulate you. She said it sounded like Tabitha.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to be in a band with our a mutual friend of Crystal and I was named Tabitha.
Ah.
We were in a band called Radium.
Our listeners are knowledgeable.
Yeah.
We have a few more minutes. I want to remind people you got your CD release party coming up, and that is happening at the Belmont.
Yep.
Is that right?
February 21st.
February 21st.
We will be headlining and playing with Jenny Nags and the Sure Shots, also the Volbeats.
Ah.
That's a good show.
And then you're going to be at the big blowout.
Yep.
Right. You're going to be there March 6th. At the Painted Lady. That's a Friday night.
Yep. Also, that's going to be a good show, too, because the Volbeats are playing that and also Scarlet Oaks.
Ah, saw them last week. They are very good. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be at the Majestic Cafe for a big free show.
Yes.
Free. And we'll be sure to remind people by announcing those on the Motor Calendar when they come up.
Excellent.
So, we've got just a few more minutes. Do you guys have anything you can play out?
Yep, we got another song off the CD called Any Three Words.
All right, well, I want to thank the Blue Flowers for coming today and Alan Cantino for doing a great sound job. And
thank you very much.
I guess we'll let Mr. White take it away.
No, we're going to let the Blue Flowers take it away.
And you'll see.
All right, the Blue Flowers here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We're just about done for the day. I want to read...
I guess that's all, folks.
Thanks very much for having us.
One more time for the bass. Throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of Dork Cheek video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.
Rob. Rob with two Bs. The Jump Button's awesome, his show is the best. Putting other radio shows to the test. He made his name playing songs from Game. Now the web knows his name. Rob with two Bs. With Mr. Anderson, who lends a hand to him. They're a dynamic duo. The Jump Button is the best.
The Jump Button is the best.
Radio show. No one can stop him, but the FCC tries.
Rob's a
player, he's quite a surprise. He comes from games and from anime and cartoons. What's his name? Yay! Rob with two Bs. Check him out on the net. Are you ready to go?
The Jump Button is the best.
The Jump Button is the best.